Leo Schlink from News Limited. Our last guest is Toby Edmonds. Morning to you, Toby.
Morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you. I just thought I'd help our listeners to inform them that From Within travel down and will run in Melbourne on Saturday.
Yeah, she's travelled down, arrived this morning, so she flew overnight. Arrived in good order and all good to go.
Mate, she's in red-hot form. I know, you know, when the Wobber stable had her, I think it was Chris that had her, going off memory, but she always promised to do something, but her recent runs up north have been really encouraging.
Yeah, look, they've been in a lot lesser company, by the way, so...
Yeah.
I think a lot different on Saturday. A lot more pressure on it on Saturday, so it'll be good to see how she handles that. Or, you know, but her form is good and warrants the trip down there, because it's just been hosing down rain up here and our track's going to be quite effective for this week anyway.
Yeah.
And there's nothing for her, so we just thought we'd throw an arm in for the Alinghi, see how we went. She's drawn good, so we're there, ready to go.
Righto, barrier 3 for Kieran McAvoy. I know and fully respect what you said, but, you know, this is a stronger race, but I have been impressed the way that she's just letting down in her races. After leading, she's still finding gears in those races.
Yeah, look, she's got a high cruising speed, and we found it just best to let her run. This preparation, as I think the guys were trying to hold her up and that wasn't quite working. And, you know, she's probably come to me a bit more mature of this preparation. She's big and strong now, so she's in good order.
Will you have two in that race?
Yes, Akim runs as well. She's first up for us. She needs a run before she heads to the Begonia Bell on Derby Day.
Okay, so certainly from those two point of view, From Within up and going, where the other one needs to get going. And on Hootson, you're heading towards the Manikato?
Yeah, she'll run the Manikato Friday week. And, and she's trained on well, and she looks great, actually. I've seen her on Tuesday morning work, and she'll gallop at Mooney Valley on Saturday morning.
Okay, and she's just in the zone. It looks a really competitive Manikato, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, it's a group one, so there's not many places to hide now. And hopefully some of the Everest horses got beaten up last Saturday, so and hopefully they're not on their game.
Yeah, exactly. And I've just got to ask you briefly, Winter Bride, coming through races really good?
Yeah, she is. She's we sent her up to Anthony Miffin's place for a few days. She'll run next in the old Salinger. On Derby Day, and she's come through the run. She's taken great steps, and very competitive mare.
Yeah, she is for sure. All right, mate. Well, you try and keep dry up there, by the sounds of it, in Brisbane. There must be some doubt over whether Doomben goes ahead, is there?
Look, at the Gold Coast, at my place, it's raining right now, and we've had a fair bit of rain overnight again. So, look, I'm not sure what they've had at Doomben, but yeah, it'll be in heavy rain certainly.
Yeah, just looking at it, it's a heavy 9 right now, so we'll keep an eye on that. Toby, thanks for taking our call. Good luck on Saturday with From Within.
Thanks, Andrew. Bye.
Thanks, mate. Toby Edmonds joining us there from his Gold Coast base. Brenton Abdullah, as we know, isn't riding until maybe Wednesday. He slipped off a horse on Tuesday morning. He had scans. He had it ultrasounded. The scan showed that he has strained ligaments within that knee area, so he needs a number of days off. The doctors, needs to go back to them on Tuesday to get approval, and hopefully rides on Wednesday. So that's the latest there with Brenton Abdullah. And, of course, he's heading to Melbourne to ride La Trobe in the Melbourne Cup. That's it for our news hour this morning. Hope you got something out of that. Coming up shortly, the Moe Cup preview with Mark Hunter with No New South Wales Racing. And after that, being a Thursday, it's Chinwag with Cozzy, and looking forward to this. Chat with owner Wendy Green.
Good morning, Jono Farr with your latest Sky Sports Radio news. A Perth construction worker has died after becoming stuck in a trench as it filled with water and then collapsed. The tragedy unfolded just after 3 p.m. yesterday. Severe lightning storms have lashed Sydney overnight with dozens of lightning strikes and thunder, particularly in the west. Penrith was the worst of it, copping the brunt with storms causing flooding. Sydney motorists are bracing themselves for heavy traffic after a car collided with a fuel tanker overnight on Sydney's northern beaches. New South Wales police have advised motorists that one northbound lane of Manly Road will be closed for the entire day. In sports news, Mitchell Starc is battling tightness in his left hamstring and is set to be managed through the remainder of the second test, while Peter Siddle will be held over as a backup for Mitchell Starc in the upcoming T20 series. Australia's historic first test match against Tonga in Auckland has sold out, 3 days short of the event. And Daria Gavrilova's Moscow Cup campaign has come to an end at the hands of Britain's Johanna Konta in the round of 16. That's the latest news and sport on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
It's City Pats Day at Randwick this Saturday. Get your daily updates on Racing HQ. Then on Race Morning.
Duffercy.
He can handle a bit of pressure, this horse.
Denopolis.
Six enough boxes for me. Happy to have him on top.
Razzle.
And Joyce.
This will be a really strong form race.
Bring you their expert views. Racing HQ. Weekday mornings from 9, Saturdays from 6:30. Here on Sky Sports Radio.
It's Brett Ogle here, standing in a Drummond golf store. Completely naked. Don't worry, madam. Everything's fine. I'll be fully clothed in a minute because only Drummond Golf has a range that includes all the famous brands in clubs, bags, buggies, accessories, shoes, and you'll be happy to hear, clothing. In fact, for the best range in golf gear, you really can't beat Drummond Golf. Ah, here come my new clothes now. See, madam, nothing to worry about. All I need now is some new balls.
With 150 years of expertise, the specialist team at HQ Insurance are passionate about horses and privileged to be an integral part of the bloodstock industry. HQ Insurance, the headquarters of equine insurance. Find us at hqinsurance.com.au or call 8913 1640.
Kia Friday Night Racing returns to Canterbury Park this summer. Kicking off October 26th, it's a Friday night carnival everyone can enjoy. From live music and the Canterbury Foodies Market to kids' entertainment and giveaways. Or book a table in the Guinness restaurant and take full advantage of the thrills of racing under the lights. Entry is free. Get your friends, family and colleagues together at Canterbury Park this summer for Kia Friday Night Racing. To find out more, visit theracers.com.au. On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
Past 10 with Sean Cosgrove. Big day of racing today in Victoria. It's Murray Cup Day there, a beaut day. Of course, we've got Kemba Grange off today. We're going to concentrate on Murray and the big meeting. And Paul Graham is the track manager. Morning, Paul.
Good morning, Sean. How are you going, mate?
I'm terrific. Now, you copped a few showers by the sounds of it.
Yeah, look, just one big one, Sean. We got 18 mil in 7 minutes at 3:30 yesterday, Arvo.
Right.
And that caused us to, that caused us to go from a good four to a soft six. Rails in the true, beautiful grass cover across the track. And look, she'll race very well today.
Paul, you redid that track how long ago? It's a great surface there now.
It's about 4 years now. It's a Strathair surface, so... heavy rain's not a drama. It just pulls through really, really quick. So the track staff have done a fantastic job. Few little teething problems early, but no, she's settled in now, and she's a beautiful racing surface.
Yeah, well, Murray, prior to that, quite often you'd only need someone to sniffle and you'd be in a bit of strife, didn't you?
Yeah, no. I've sort of heard that was the go, and they say that clouds come to die at Murray, so they might be right with that. But the track now runs like an absolute peach.
Beautiful. Well, good luck today. It's a ripper day there, Murray Cup Day, and hope you're back a winner.
Thanks very much, Sean.
Thanks, Paul. Paul Graham, track manager there at Murray today. And Mark Hunter's going to find a few winners for us. How are you, Mark?
G'day, Sean. I remember being at the Murray Cup in 1996 to watch Change of Fortune run, but unfortunately Royal Snack was far too good for them.
And what a great horse Royal Snack was. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, did Royal Snack win a couple of Murray Cups?
I reckon, it's only a guess here, but I reckon he won at least 3 in a row.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Maybe. Oh, I don't know if it was 4. Maybe, at least 3 in a row, I reckon he won.
Yeah,
Station Hand was top weight in that cup. It was a fantastic horse as well.
Yeah, and he was. He was trained by the Hazes.
He was. I think he ran third in a Cox Plate.
Yeah. I'm just going to have a look here because, I tell you what, not a lot of horses win a race in 3 or 4 years in a row anywhere. That's a terrific effort, isn't it?
Yes, he's in elite company with Winx there, Royal Snack.
Yes. All right. I'll check in a moment. We'll find out. Now, the first there today, number one, calling what you like, $4.40. Two, Ginger Jones, $2.20. Three, Money Back, $4.80. Four, Ravaki, 12. Five, Shake on it, $4.40. Six, Seven, Eight Out. And nine, Zavance's, 19. Favourite, $2.20. Number two, Ginger Jones.
Yeah, this is a tough start to the day. The first few races are pretty hard here today. And this race, I wouldn't be shocked White wins this. I'll go for number three, Money Back, who I'd seen trial well going into that debut at Bendigo. It got posted three wide, fought on well in a dash home. It drops back to 1,200 metres, but should be able to take a relatively handy spot and be strong to beat number five, Shake on it. Didn't have the best of luck on debut in a handy race. It's trialled up well for this. Number two, Ginger Jones. Look, it might win. It should be the first leader. It's just got to run 1,200 metres. And down the bottom to the outside, and number nine, Zavance. Wasn't hopeless there on debut, and the blinkers on a big plus for this horse. It's a race where, as I say, nothing would shock me. 3, 5, 2, and 9.
Here you go, Royal Snack. He won. He had four goes in the Maui Cup for four wins.
There you go. That's not bad.
Yeah, that's incredible, isn't it? All right. Now the second one, Galcedino, is 17. Two Locko, 21. Number three, Looks Can Thrill, 23. For Moonlight's Reward, 360. Five, Racy Raff, 4. Six, Tycoonville, 6. Seven, Delightful Selenia, is 34. Number eight, How Crafty Is That, 26. Nine, Miss Von Lozzi, 23. 10, Striker Nerve, 7. 11, Adversary, 750. 12 out, 13, My Good Girl, 17. Favourite, 364, Moonlight's Reward.
Yeah, it's a poor race. They scratch the winner, and we're left with, I'll go 4 to beat 5. They're the two horses that should settle up on the speed. Neither is very strong, but they've just got very average horses chasing them. So Moonlight's Reward on top, fitter for two back. I would imagine it spears across, sits outside Racy Raff, and they have a duel to the line to beat number 5, Racy Raff. Haven't seen it for a while on race day. Its last run was in a handy race. It's trialled okay recently. It should be first one down to the rails. 11 Adversary. This horse has trialled. It showed no early speed. It made some ground late. The race falls right away. And fourth pick, maybe number 7, Delightful Selena, who has at least shown some ability on soft ground. 4, 5, 11, 7.
Now the third, One Fast Foils, 41. Two Maldestro, 41. Three out, 4. Prince of Rock, 101. Five, Solar Impact, 10. Six, Tim and Zed is 41. Seven, Chickamala, 19. Number eight, Mike Clementina, $9. Nine, Regal Impact, 126. Ten, Written and Rouge, 6. 11, Bill Lee G, 240. 12 out. And number 13 is Perfect Award, $2.80, but 240 for 11, Bill the Bee.
Yeah, not much depth here either. I think the top pick is number 11, Bill the Bee, who was good last time running second to Surprise. That's terrific form. Just haven't seen it for a while. So it's had 5 or 6 weeks off, which is unusual for this stable. So that's your query coming in here at the short odds. If all's well, it's the one to beat. To beat number 13, Perfect Reward. It's limited, but it's going okay. It's the obvious danger. Third pick, number 8, Mike Clementina. Drawn wide, just needs some luck. And 10, Written in Rouge, who's very basic as a horse, but gets a great run from the draw. They're a moderate bunch, 11, 13, 8, and 10.
All right. Now, the fourth event, one is out, and that's Manahigh Mischief. Number 2, Breaker of Chains, 14. 3, Credible Witness, 480. 4 out, 5, Kapara, 17. 6, Sayorsa is $5. Number 7, Sagoon, 10. 8 out, 9, Doc's Hero, 5. 10, Go One Better, 26, 11. Leela Verde, $4.80. Number 12 out, 13, Shimino, $5. 14 out, 15, Typeface, 31, 16 out. 4.80 for number 11, Leela Verde.
Yeah, I'm keen on Leela Verde, Sean. I liked it on Grand Final day at Mornington. It's a horse that should get back and just be let balanced up and just charge down the outside now. On Grand Final day, it was just sent forward. Four wide, working the whole way, was given no hope at all, and did a good job to hold its ground and run sixth. It's had time to get over that run. It's got B Park back on board. It's got soft ground, which it likes. There's good speed up the front. I think with a ride, two-thirds of the way back, come to the outside, it'll charge and it can beat them. To beat number 9, Doc's Hero. Going well, drawn wide, and there's some speed in the race, but you've got a clever rider on board. It wouldn't shock to see it ridden a bit quieter. Number 7, Saguan, was given no hope at all last time. It can improve. And 3, Credible Witness, getting a nice run behind them, has got some chance. I like 11. I'll be saving on 9, 11, 9, 7, and 3.
Right, we go to race 5. Now, 1, Home is $2.80. Number 2, Ripple Book, 350. 3 out. 4, Wimborne, 16. 5, Albazar, 61. 6, 7 out. 8, Gapure, 350. Number 9, Long Neck Larry, 21. 10, Volunteers, 10. 11, Zuberman, 10. 12, the Armani, 41. And 13, Delightful Forever, 126. 280 favourite one whom?
Yeah, it's my top pick. It's going to need luck. Number one whom. Its best form would be awfully hard to beat. It was good enough first up. It'll handle the ground. The worry is from the barrier, you'd think it would end up probably three back inside for the apprentice and just needing to get clear at the right time. So you just need to shut your eyes and hope for a bit of luck from the 600 metres. The best roughie in the race is number four, Wimborne. It's often in races that just don't suit it. Wrong trips, wrong everything. But today all the stars have aligned. It's got a mile, which suits it. It's got a wet track, which suits it. It's got a claim. It's got a good barrier. $16, I think, terrific chance. Third pick, number two, Ripplebrook. It's probably the leader. Gets a nice run. It's going okay. And eight, Guapier. Disappointing last time. Gets a great run, but just about time to deliver something for punters for it. 1, 4, 2, and 8.
Righto. Now, race 6, 1, Labuan Star, 23. 2, King Lear, $5. 3, Jaws of Steel, 16. 4, Haunted, 2, 10. 5, Run Gypsy Run, 17. 16, Thunder, 34. 7, 8 out. 9, Oscar's My Mate Pa, 126. 10, Super Hard, 420. 11, Expensive is 151. 12, Smart Coupe, 7. 13, Alarm, 151. But 210 favourite, number 4, Haunted.
Yeah, I think it's the winner, Haunted. It's come back from a spell in fantastic form. It was too good down at Geelong. It went to Flemington and bolted in. It's drawn gate 2. You've got a leader here in Oscar's My Mate Pa, sailing along. D-Lane parks right behind them, handles the wet, just gets clear at the right time, and I think it wins. I think the danger is number 12, Smart Coupe. It was good first up without much luck at Bendigo. Went to Caulfield. Same thing, didn't have much luck again. I reckon the horse is going well. Gone for D. Thornton today in a soft track, no worries. 5, Run Gypsy Run. It's going a lot better than its form reads, this horse. It's suited on the soft, it'll be running on. And then 10, Super Hard, who has had 3 goes for Darren Weir. They've all been okay. Gets a nice run just behind them and is competitive. But 4, the one to beat from 12, 5 and 10.
Now, race 7 is the Maui Cup. 160's Groove, 250. 2, Happy Moment is 34. 3 up, number 4, Tall Ship, 11. 5, Red is 23. Now, 6, Nitsa Peg, 2 even. 7, Curra, 19. 8, Namiya, 19. 9, Snipfit, 10. And 10, Kingway, $31. Favourite here, pretty short, the 6, Nit Peg, at 2 even.
Yeah, there's just no depth, Sean, in the Cup. It's fallen right away. It's an average race, and for that reason, Nitsa Peg looks the winner. It'll handle the ground. It's very fit. It'll go forward, get a good run just behind the speed. It'll run the distance, and it's just in the zone and looks to have everything going for it. 160's Groove, the best horse in the race. Just whether it's fit enough for the 2050 is your query. 9 Snip Fit, hard and fit, rolls forward, gives you a sight in front. And 5 Riyards there. I think it's the only roughie in the race with a chance. It was good last time. It suited the sting out. It races well at Maui. It just doesn't often put two runs together. But I'd certainly put it in the quaddie. 6-1, 9 and 5.
Right, race 8, 1 Box of Chocolates, 11, 2 Top of the Range, 7, 3 Royal Ace, 225, 4 Realised Potential is 12, 5 Star Fortune, 34, 6 Perugia, 850, 7 Mr. Churchill, 18, 8 Bad Wolf, 480, 9 Penigo's Berserk, 7. Favourite though, 3 Royal Ace, 225.
Yeah, should win. It's going well on dry ground, and it'll jump out of the ground once it finds the soft ground here today. So it's racing well, all conditions to suit, just looks the winner to beat the stablemate number 9. I think it's just about the only danger, Benny Goes Berserk. It's another one getting back onto softer ground that will go better. 1 Box of Chocolates, given no hope last time, gets Callow on here, gets the blinkers off, handles the ground, and a place hope to number 8, Bad Wolf, who just had everything go right at the valley. It's got gate 1, gets a nice run, but I prefer place for it. 3 should win from 9, 1 and 8.
All right, the last, the 9th, number 1, Hokkaido, 41, 2, The Thug, 21, 3 out, 4, Barbie's Boy, 550. 5 out, 6 Captain Rat, 750, 7 Junior Burger, $7, number 8 Pedro Ximenez, 41, 9 Beach God, 21, 10, 11 out, 12 The Gadding Ball, $3, number 13 Botty, 330, 14 out, 15 De Winkler, he's $21. $3 favourite, number 12, and that's The Gadding Ball.
Yeah, I like number 4, Barbie's Boy. I think it's an each-way special here. It's a horse that's going that well that it won on dry ground last time. It's much better on soft ground. It'll run the 2050. It'll get a run just behind the speed, just wanting to be patient, bring it into the race at the right time, be ready to challenge on the home turn, and I just don't think it can miss each way at the 550. To beat number 13, Botty. Botty's on a derby preparation down here. It won okay last time. It's going to be tucked away inside, just needing the brakes. Number 12, The Gadding Ball. It'll handle the ground. It's racing consistently. They look the 3 main hopes. Then number 7, Junior Burger. It's given a magnificent ride up there at Kyneton to win. This is a harder race. race, but it's improving. 4, 13, 12 and 7.
Interesting. I'd like to see the stats. Louise Bonella, the trainer of Barbie's Boy, her strike rate with horses around a mile and 2,000. She has a lot of success with them.
Yeah, she does. She has those same sort of action as this horse, those long striding, get into their rhythm, exactly as you describe it, the mile to 2,000 metre horse, often on soft ground as well. So, Barbie's Boy's your case in spotlight there. Yeah.
All right. Now, any good things here today, Mark?
Yeah, Sean, I like race 6, number 4, Haunted, and I like race 9, number 4, Barbie's Boy, who you can back each way.
All right, terrific. Good on you. Have a great Mowing Cup Day.
Thank you.
Mark Hunter, 23 past 10, Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio is at your fingertips on social media. Get the racing tips, tab markets, sports updates and podcasts every day. And stay right up to date on Twitter at Sky Sports Radio 1.
Harvey Norman's massive factory outlet is open 7 days. It's the only one in Sydney, and it's at Mascot. Full of manufacturer's seconds, ex-display stock, scratch and dent, factory refurbished units, and end-of-line run-out models. It's all cheap, 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 and price to clear. Fridges, washers, TVs, computers, furniture, bedding and flooring, and lots, 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 lots more. Harvey Norman's factory outlet, Gardeners Road, Mascot.
Stratum Star, a dual Group 1 winner from coast to coast.
Stratum Star's hit the front, he's won it.
You see him in the yard, he's a beautiful horse and tough, he's sound, he's got everything you want in a racehorse, so I'm sure he'll make a great stand.
But Stratum Star on the back up, he's too good.
He's just got the best attitude, he's really the perfect horse, really.
Stratum Star, by a Golden Slipper winner and champion sire of two-year-olds. Standing at tremendous value this season for $11,000, including GST. Visit Widden.com.
The final field has been decided. Now the countdown is on.
Jamila Jett has won the money. Skywave Too Good.
Saturday night, it's Greyhound Racing's Million Dollar Chase Grand Final at Wentworth Park. Catch it all on Sky Sports Radio.
This Saturday, October 20 at Wentworth Park, Greyhound Racing New South Wales bring you the Million Dollar Chase, the world's richest greyhound event. Jam-packed with fun, food and entertainment. Tickets are just $20 and net proceeds from the event will go to the Greyhounds as Pets Adoption Program. Plus, you could win a brand new Hyundai i30. So grab your mates and get down to Wentworth Park this Saturday, October 20. Gates open at 4:30 p.m. Get your tickets today at milliondollarchase.com.au. Terms and conditions apply.
25 past 10, Sky Sports Radio. Big day of racing tomorrow at Tatari. It's the Bakewell Haulage Cranback Cup. They're getting right behind everything there. And, of course, the Clipsal Alan Bakewell Memorial Cranback Sprint. And Helen Sinclair joins me. Morning, Helen.
Morning, Sean.
You've got a ripper day lined up tomorrow, haven't you?
I know. It stood up to be a beautiful. We were a bit worried at the beginning, but the fields have stood up beautifully, haven't they?
Yeah, you've got good size fields. I'm just looking all through the day. You've got emergencies pretty well in nearly every race.
Yes, that's right. And I think there's a lot of horses at the moment that need a run, given all the rain around. There's been a few abandoned meetings. So we're lucky at the moment to have such a track that can cop the rain.
Now, speaking about copping the rain, have you had much, Helen?
Yes, we have. Over the last week, we would have had over 120 mil. We had another 20 last night, but there was a track inspection this morning by the stewards, and they're thrilled with the condition of the track. We've put it out as a 9. It's not raining today, so I'm expecting by in the morning a bit of an upgrade.
All right. What's your forecast like? Does it look promising for you for the meeting?
Yes, it is. The showers aren't showing, but mind you, we are quite coastal, so it does come and go quite quickly, but... the prediction is for no more rain and quite a nice day tomorrow.
Yeah, you've got a great surface there, haven't you?
Oh, look, it's wonderful. The root depth is now something like, you know, nearly 30 mils down. It's so strong that, and it soaks up the water beautifully. The drainage is great. So Scott Olsen, our curator, does a wonderful job.
Yeah, everyone, the feedback you hear from everyone, they love racing there. It's just a good, even surface.
It is a good even, and it's a very true surface too. It gives every horse a chance from all the starts, so let's hope tomorrow there's a few winners coming from locally as well.
All right, well, there's going to be one excited gentleman there tomorrow. Stefan Joseph is riding Petrosian in the sprint, 4 kilo claimer, first ride in a race, I believe.
Yes, that's right, and where better to start his career. We've had a lot of apprentices come through the ranks here, and they're always safe, and the track, you know, we look after them very well. Certainly with Scott Furlow, who works for Racing New South Wales now, mentoring the apprentices. It's a great scheme, and, you know, they stay in the industry, which is really what we need.
Fantastic. Well, we'll talk to you again tomorrow. But it looks like, all in all, great day, and your first gets underway 1:25 tomorrow.
That's right, for the Cranback Cup race day.
Terrific. Thanks, Helen.
Thanks, Sean.
Helen Sinclair and the executive officer there at Taree, 28 past 10, Sky Sports Radio.
So, who are you backing in the next?
Well, I like this one at the distance, but...
Whoever you're backing, Tab's got you covered. This Caulfield Cup Day, place a fixed odds win bet on races 1 to 6 at Caulfield and Randwick. If your horse runs second or third, get a bonus bet back up to $50.
We're on here, boys. Lock it in.
Who are you backing this Caulfield Cup Day? Tab. Download the app today. Tab account bets only. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
The excitement of spring racing continues at Royal Randwick this Saturday for City Tattersall's Club Cup Day. Revel in the thrill of the group and listed racing, featuring the Group 3 City Tattersall's Club Nivison Stakes. Plus, all the action from Caulfield will be live on the big screen. For world-class racing, award-winning hospitality and entertainment this Saturday. Book City Tattersall's Club Cup Day at theraces.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio can't wait for Saturday night's Million Dollar Chase Grand Final from Wentworth Park. Race morning from 10:40. Catch race caller Tim Newbold's preview, plus the latest tab markets. Full-on Million Dollar Chase coverage on Sky Sports Radio.
Adelaide, a brilliant Cox Plate winner by the best sire in the world.
100 metres to go. It's Faulkner tackled by Adelaide. Charlotte Achievers coming home well. Adelaide, Faulkner. Adelaide on the outside in front. And Adelaide has won the Cox Plate.
The fastest Cox Plate winner at stud. First yearling sold for up to $210,000 and are in training with Darren Weir, Chris Waller, Hayes Dabney, Chris Lees and other leading stables. Adelaide, standing at Coolmore at outstanding value.
Right on 10:30, let's update the latest news and sport now with John O'Farr.
Yeah, thanks, Cozzy. The uncertainty over Wayne Bennett's short-term future with the Brisbane Broncos has not affected Corey Oates' loyalty, with the Maroons winger to turn down lucrative deals from rivals to stick with the Broncos. Wallabies playmaker Bernard Foley has signed a one-year contract to remain in Australian rugby till the end of next year's World Cup. Kate Campbell has marked a stunning return to swimming by being crowned Sportswoman of the Year at the Women in Sports Awards last night. Six Australians have made the third round of the World Surf League event in Portugal, and Ben Simmons was the best for the Philadelphia 76ers, but sadly his double-double wasn't enough as they went down to their Eastern Conference rivals, the Boston Celtics, in their NBA opener. That's the latest news in sport on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
90 footy legends, six teams, playing for over $100,000 in prize money and raising money for the Mark Hughes Foundation. The Legends of League return. One action-packed day of old-school rugby league. Come marvel at the skills of household names. Menzies, Baderas, Hindmarsh and Saylor. Saturday, November 17, Central Coast Stadium. Get your tickets now for the Legends of League from Ticketek.
This Saturday, October 20 at Wentworth Park, Greyhound Racing New South Wales bring you the Million Dollar Chase, the world's richest greyhound event. Jam-packed with fun, food and entertainment. Tickets are just $20 and net proceeds from the event will go to the Greyhounds Pet Adoption Program. Plus, you could win a brand new Hyundai i30. So grab your mates and get down to Wentworth Park this Saturday, October 20. Gates open at 4:30 p.m. Get your tickets today at milliondollarchase.com.au. Terms and conditions apply.
Sky Sports Radio takes you to Caulfield for one of Australia's iconic events, the Caulfield Cup.
Boom time at the 50s in front.
Can one of the locals do a boom time?
Boom time has won the Caulfield Cup.
Or will an international raider steal the cup?